Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself and Cynthia Bailey. We are bringing on today Gina Kirschenheider and her new co-host, Shane McNally. They have started a podcast together. Join Gina from The Real Housewives of Orange County and Shane, a three-time Grammy Award-winning country singer, songwriter, producer, as they team up to bring you Orange Country Podcast. Through their blend of humor and heart, Gina and Shane prove that individuals from different backgrounds can share common experiences. New episodes of the podcast are released every Wednesday, allowing listeners to tune in regularly. I'm pretty excited to dig into this pod to ask all of the hard-hitting questions. Let's bring them on.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me, guys. Super excited.
We need to talk about a little something that happened on Instagram.
You're going to get me in trouble, Teddy. I can tell.
Well, that's who I am. But no, it's all already out there. And they discussed it on Watch What Happens Live. So,
oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Okay. It was once Andy talks about it, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Granted, in a shocking turn of events, Heather didn't give much in response. She played it safe. So I'm hoping you will do something different for us. So it started out what I'm seeing, this is not even episode related. This is solely Instagram related. Mm-hmm. Was Shannon went on Watch What Happens Live after you mm-hmm. wearing what looks like the same skirt from Alice and Olivia to my eye.
And
you essentially your first post said something along the lines of like, glad to see another customer bought my same thing, could shop from me, blah, blah, blah. But then you wrote imitation, but spelled it imitation, correct?
Yes, I did do that. I did.
Okay.
Was that intentional? Was the misspelling intentional?
No, it was not. I just like, you guys have to understand, like, I thought this was so funny. And so, like, I was just, like, doing it, and I was, like, laughing as I'm doing it, because it's a joke, you know? And it was funny, you know? So I just did it quick.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, I'm definitely not the best speller. Like, and I don't understand this, like, everybody trying to pretend like they're winning spelling bees out here. Like, we're not, like, nobody can spell, so...
Right.
The fact that I'm actually hysterical.
I'm really offended by this because I'm an excellent speller. I just can't do one bit of math, not even my third grader's math.
Well, I have to confess, I spent a very unhealthy amount of time Googling the right spelling words before I posted anything. Because there's nothing worse when you're throwing fun shade and it doesn't land right because you misspelled something.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was funny.
Yeah, live and learn.
So then Shannon posts, I'm not going to take it anymore. No one noticed you wearing that skirt on Watch What Happens Live, including myself. But people noticed when I wore it. So I feel like this is when things start to get a little dicey. Then we get into the episode where I think standing alone, Shannon dressing as you during those harder times, that could have been perceived as funny. But now we've gotten to kind of a worse place through social media.
Well, yeah, because now I'm pissed.
Yeah. So now the joke has probably been taken too far. Shannon wrote, hope you enjoy my imitation on Gina on tonight's Real Housewives of Orange County. And then it kind of continues more where you say, I've definitely gone through some hard times. So great that you're always there to remind me of them. That's just the kind of person you are. And Shannon responds, I didn't know bad extensions, bad hair, and a bad wardrobe were hard times. Okay. I actually thought at the beginning, and I've, you know I give everybody a hard time. I always say you're only as good as last week's episode. And believe me, I was bad in the majority of my episodes. So I thought you started it originally with the outfit. Do you agree?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Okay. But now where are we now? Like now that this has been posted, because this is kind of where I was like, you know, Shannon should have just, the imitation she could have gotten away with. But now this, I don't know about bad extensions, bad hair, and a bad wardrobe. That's where it hit me. I was like, I feel like that's taking it too far.
Right. I think for me, it's like, look, you know, we live in this world and there is like this level of acceptance of like light shade, funny drama, stuff like that. I'm obviously all in on it. I obviously can take a joke. I mean, she dressed up like me at my worst in the episode. I took it very well. I get it. I've been laughing about my hair for years. But when I make a joke and I'm like, ha ha, we wore the same skirt, and you use that as yet another opportunity to remind me that you're better than me and that nobody likes me. That's cruel, you know? And like, that's where it crosses a line for me. Like, so you dress as me, I take it as a joke. I say, ha ha, you're chopping my LTK. And you're like, you're shit, no one likes you. That's like not the same level, you know? And then to go on to say, you know, you had no problems, you were a mess or whatever. Like now it's just so unnecessary. And I feel like in those moments, I have to just take it back, like reclaim it really, because it's not okay. You know, it's light shade is part of this world and part of this job. And listen, it was a joke. It was funny. But then to come back and tell someone that no one likes them and they're not worthy. And this is what she does a lot, right? I'm not what I can only wish to be on her level. Like this is a woman who also is 20 years older than me. And I do
that's a light shade.
And look up to her. No, but I mean it in a way where like I want to respect her. Like I'm not that person. I don't ever make fun of them, anybody, for the way they look, for their age, none of that. Like I respect all, really, for the most part, my castmates, and I don't feel respected by her. So now it's different.
Do you think that, I mean, because even when we're talking about relationships here and when we're watching on the show, I was just thinking, how would if she responded if you were to do the same thing back to her? She would have been devastated.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I think that's the game that she plays here is, you know, she can just ignore us, treat us bad and all that. And then the second you try to say anything to her, she's like instantly a victim.
Right.
I will say my little thought on the back and forth was I definitely, Gina, I felt like it was hilarious at first. I was like, okay, this is good. This is great. And I do feel like there is a fine line between fun shade and then just being kind of mean. And I felt like it started to feel a little like mean at the end. Like even like, I mean, I didn't even mind like, oh, the hair extensions, whatever. We all have had a bad weave, a bad clip, whatever. It's like, we can laugh at that. I mean, after being on 11 years of Housewives of Atlanta, I dread looking back at the beginning, like the first three or four seasons on the show, we all looked a hot mess. So I get it. We can laugh at ourselves, but I did feel like it started to feel a little uncomfortable for me once I felt like it was kind of going toward Meansville. So Meanville. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like mean Bill. It doesn't sit well. This has actually bothered me in all actuality for the last couple of days. And it, truth be told, it was a joke. I did think it was funny. And maybe that was my error in making a joke towards somebody that just simply cannot take one. Everybody, and I will not make that mistake again, because I do not like where it's gone. I do not want to perpetuate this kind of behavior. And so for me, it's tough because I always want to take the joke. I can't help it. I know that Shannon wasn't shopping my LTK. Like, she's lucky she got there.
Get that money. Like, right. I'm always like, go to my LTK, tap that link, shop.
No, actually, a lot of people bought the skirt, so that was really cool. But
it was a cute skirt.
But I knew that Shannon wasn't shopping my LTK, obviously, but it was just funny, you know? And I can't help myself. It's like, ooh, I probably should have known better, but I just, it's like, you know.
I think there's a difference between we teased Tamara because Tamara had the same outfit on as Teresa, and like that's they had funny. that wearing the same outfit is funny. But then once you and I like Shannon, I've hung out with Shannon, I like her. So none of that is. I just thought it went a little bit too far.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
But now we're going to play a game that they played on Watch What Happens Live with both of you. So Shane, welcome to the conversation.
Hi, Shane.
Oh my God. Hi.
Well, first we're going to ask you, besides Gina, Shane, who's your favorite housewife?
Well, it's a tie between Cynthia Bailey and Teddy Mellencamp.
My man.
So, I can't choose. No, really, I love all the housewives. I mean, God, favorite. It's so hard. I have loved you guys for so long. I mean, there, you know, I have different reasons for different people. I love Kyle.
Yeah. You know what? Me too.
I've just really always loved. I feel like she has such a good heart. I feel like that comes through. And I probably secretly really like a lot of people that I think I hate.
Yeah. I mean, I love to hate watch, but then I don't need to tell them on their social media. Like I could just feel it and then live it. Okay. So here's our Watch What Happens Live with Heather moments. Heather says, some people talk about things off camera and some people bring them on to create a storyline. As being a non-housewife, Shane, did you pick that up? Or were you picking up just Heather's? Because they kept saying last night on Watch What Happens Live, Heather's a scapegoat. In my opinion, I'm like, no, she's gossiping off camera and the other women are pissed and they're bringing it out. Do you think that Heather was a scapegoat and doing the right thing because she didn't bring it up on camera and just gossiped about it off camera?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's what everybody does. I just feel like everybody always, I mean, that's the show. So I don't know if I think the word scapegoat is the right thing. I mean, I feel like you guys have to become aware at some point. I'm always like, I mean, at this point, don't you think in real life relationships, and not, these are real relationships, don't come for me, people. These are real. I know you're really friends and enemies. But I just think that sometimes you'll have a conversation and then they'll show your, what do they call it when you're just one-on-one, testimonies or
confessional.
Thank you. In your confessional, then all of a sudden you're going, I didn't like when she said this. Mm. And it didn't happen in the conversation, which we wouldn't say in the conversation, but the rest of the world doesn't have a confessional. We just get to build up our resentments and lie about it to everybody's face. So, you know, I think what Heather's doing there is, par for the course.
And then the next thing, it was about you, Gina. Heather does not think she owes you an apology for bringing up her son also getting his real estate license. She said, absolutely not.
Well, I think, okay, I think that I'm not asking Heather to apologize for bringing up her son, you know? I think that she did apologize and recognize the fact that, like, you know, when you're starting something out and then you're bringing it up on the show and you're trying to drive this career, which I really genuinely am, then for your friend and castmate and somebody who knows how this goes to compare that and be like, oh, my 18-year-old kid is also doing that, you know, like it was a little bit, and you guys also know what you saw on the show. Yeah, that was an isolated instance, but she brought it up like several times, you know.
That is so shitty.
Yes. And then she also did this thing where she was like, oh, if you need his help, like, you know, he'll tell you like that. Yes. And then she was like, so cute. And I'm like, what are you doing, Heather? And listen, I genuinely do love Heather. I really do care about Heather. And I really do love Nikki. And he really is a rock star kid. So if I'm going to be compared to a kid, he's not a bad one. But, you know, I'm a grown woman and I'm trying to take care of my kids. Yeah. I could have done without that.
Which, Cynthia, this brings me to, I wanted to let you know, Dove, I know she's three, but I'm happy to help her with your acting career. It's just like, who says these things?
That is
exactly. So that's exactly. No. That's exact. That's actually, Teddy, that's so funny because I said that to Emily. I was like, Emily, it's like you, because you're taking Annabelle now to acting and modeling. It's like you being like, oh, Heather, you're going to get back on that wagon. You're going to try acting again. I can have Annabelle help you out. You guys are the scene now, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. I remember an incident on our show where I opened up the Bailey Wine Cellar. Okay, so I did not know a lot about wine, but I thought, hey, you know what? I'm older. I would love to know more about wine. I love the wine culture, blah, 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 blah. I opened up the cellar. And then it just turns into this whole thing with Kenya and I. We go to Athens, Greece, and we, you know, she takes me to like a vineyard and all this stuff. And she starts quizzing me like I'm a sommelier or whatever. I hope I'm getting that right or whatever. And I'm like, she's like, what here's with this? And da, 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 da. And it was like great TV and it was like fun shade. But after a while, it's like she just wouldn't let it go. And I was like, okay, like now you got me looking crazy for even doing this. So, you know, she ended up apologizing. But I hear you when you say you're trying to do something, start a business or whatever, just anything professionally on camera. And then, you know, your castmate, you know, can make it seem like, you know, you don't know what you're doing or whatever.
Yeah, or just diminishes it, you know? And the reality is, Cynthia, we all know you don't need to be a sommelier to have a successful wine business, you know?
So,
right?
I drink enough wine to be qualified. Right?
Yeah. And like, there is that aspect of like, we've been in this game for a minute now and we've made the mistakes and we've built the businesses. And I mean, you've been a professional working adult woman for an extremely long time. Yeah. So you're perfectly capable of starting new things and learning and growing. And, you know, the housewife thing already sometimes has a negative connotation when it comes to our businesses and our brands. And I don't think that we should, you know, I think we should be promoting each other and helping each other. Not like, and listen, Heather did not mean anything by it. And she genuinely really is a person.
It's genuinely who she is.
And yes. And she would genuine, but she also like, if I called Heather right now and I was like, Heather, I need help with this. Or can you, she absolutely would be there. So like Heather is the person who does generally promote, uplift, support me. And so I think that for me, when she did that, it just hurt a little and she did not see it. And as soon as I showed it to her, she was extremely responsive and apologized. She just simply didn't see it. Right. It's her kid, you know?
Right.
This was a fan question, and I know it's going to be a little bit difficult to answer, Gina.
Okay.
But you had a moment one season where you kind of said to Bronwyn, it's all about you, Bronwyn. Do you think you had a moment this season where Jen's relationship became all about you? Because what people are saying, and do you find it somewhat hypocritical being triggered by Jen while also helping Matt get his things expunged?
I mean, I see the point, but listen, my feelings are my feelings. And I'm not going to say all of my feelings are always fair and rational. Like you introduced me to a person who has only had fair and rational feelings. I don't think you could do it, you know? And so is it necessarily completely fair to Jen? No. Have I apologized to Jen? Have me and Jen, like, you know, Jen did not cheat on me. And I'm very aware of that, you know? So, like, we're cool. Like, it's okay. But, I mean, look, you know how it goes, too. Every conversation became about her and her affair and this da 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 da. And I just kept saying, let's talk about anything. Look at this shit she just posted on Instagram of Cup Fitness. Like, let's look at anything else because I could feel myself constantly getting worked up by it. And is it right and fair to Jen? No. Did I apologize for that and pull back and look at that and you know, see that more clearly? Absolutely. But me forgiving the father of my children and moving on from that was the most right and healthiest decision I have ever made. It has allowed me to be in this position now where I can co-parent and I can still have a family life and I don't regret it. But that that relationship that I have currently with Matt is separate from me still working through and healing from some of the trauma of my past. And I have found a way to compartmentalize those, and it just is what it is. And is it fair to people who come up along the way and trigger me? Probably not, you know, but this is also a part of who I am, and I don't know when it's going to come out. I'm working on it. I actually feel like it was a very healthy, it was a good health year for me on the show, which is so weird, but it really was. Like, yeah. I feel like I made progress in some areas I didn't even know, like, I still was holding on to. For me, a lot of it was real.
I just want to add something to that, sort of back her up, even though I have to say that even though Gina and I haven't been doing this that long and we've only known each other a short time, but we hit it off really quick. I'm pretty honest when I watch the show and I'm able to say to Gina, hey, two episodes ago, that lighting in your kitchen when you didn't have makeup on, we got to work on that. So I'll be the first person to say when, you know, I think she's missing it. But this to me is the epitome of being a great parent and looking out for the long-term, you know, the long-term best interest for your kids. And the fact that she's been able to help Matt do this, it in no way negates what happened. And it doesn't mean she changed her mind. It means that there's been forgiveness and that she's evolved. And I mean, that's the point. So I think it's funny that people want to come for her for that, because I think that it just shows such growth.
This tells me why you guys are doing a podcast together, because Shane, you seem like a really good person, which is why now I have to ask you a hard question.
Okay. please.
Well, as a gay man who's worked in country music, what's your take on the Hot 100 top three being all country songs, two of which are by controversial artists?
Well, here's a great example of what we're talking about with the, you know, evolution of. I've worked with both of those artists. I've had songs recorded both by Morgan and by Jason Aldean. And things changed since I worked with them. They've done some things that don't line up with my values. And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that those guys are associated with the music that I love so much. And that, you know, I really was obsessed with country music growing up, and just wanted to be in it and didn't think I would get to because I was gay. And I've been very accepted and received with open arms. But learning, especially of the Jason Aldean situation, that feels like he's doubled down. I mean, Morgan, whether or not people feel like it is if it's authentic or not, he has apologized. He has come back multiple times and tried to explain himself again. You take that however, it should never have been said. It should never have been done. But with Jason Aldean, it just feels like there's nothing, but he just comes back harder. And, you know, I'm just really shocked. I'm embarrassed, like I said. And to see that song go to number one, I hope that it's just that people were so sort of interested to even see what it said. I mean, the truth is, the most offensive thing about that song is it's just a terrible song. It's just awful. Terrible songwriting. Terrible. It's just, it sounds terrible. I'm embarrassed that people would go there and think that's what country music is.
Well, but, and this is coming from someone. My dad wrote a great song about a small town that was positive.
I've actually seen a lot of people use that song as a reference, as this is how you write a song about a small town. I mean, the thing is, you know, Jason Aldean has already recorded 14 songs with the word town in the title. I'm like, I don't know why this one is like 14th on the list. The guy has made some great music in the past. He's done some big things for the genre, but this is it's embarrassing. And I mean, not that he cares what my opinion is, but you know, the truth is, I just don't want to be associated with that.
Well, I like that. How did you guys, meet?
Jason Aldean or Gina?
No, you and Gina. We've moved on from him.
Gina, take this. I mean, I'm a lover of the show. Gina became friends with someone who works at my company, and then they really hit it off. And you know, Gina, please take it. We originally met at a restaurant.
We met at a restaurant. We met through, my kids were huge Walker Hayes fans, and they were having a concert around the block from where I live. And we went, and I hit it off with Walker and his family. They have six kids. We have six kids. Became fast friends. And then I met Shane through Walker, and we just like hit it off so well. And we couldn't, both of us, we like to talk, we don't shut up. So, you know, and then we were just like, what could we do? And we were just having very interesting conversations. And we were like, you know what, we should just start a podcast, you know? And we just did. And it's been working. I feel like it's really nice for me to be able to talk freely and, you know, go deeper into things without, you know, feeling like I'm trying to drive some other machine. It's just real conversations about real things. Of course, like we dip, you know, sometimes into housewife stuff, but it's really not the root of it. It's not the crux of it. We talk about parenting, sobriety, pop culture, like non-traditional parenting styles, just like everything and anything. This week we're gonna do horrible dating stories. I've got plenty, you know, like stuff like that. And it's just a really good fun time. I think it's more positive and uplifting. Like it's not like we, you know, they're gonna come to you guys for their tea and their housewife stuff, and then this is like a different thing than that. So, and which I think also Teddy is like healthy, and Cynthia, like both of you can attest to this, like it's like I'm still on it now. So I have enough of it in my life. It's nice to feel like I have something outside of that.
Yeah. If you can, housewives can become very overwhelming. I just wanted to ask you really quickly, Gina, what do you think is the most misunderstood thing about you? I think a lot of times when you're a housewife, you know, we can be very misunderstood. What do you think is the biggest thing that people, the biggest misconception that people have about you?
I don't know, maybe that I'm boring.
Join the club.
You know, like, I feel like, yeah.
You can't have that one. I already have boring over here.
We got that. That's ours. Don't try to steal our stuff.
What else you got?
We're both the boring one. It really just means you're like the most stable and well-adjusted. That's how I feel.
That's what us boring people tell ourselves.
Right. That's my morning mantra. You're well-adjusted.
You're not crazy. No. I know. What is your favorite way to, you know, I know filming is really tough, and, you know, for me, I always had to like figure out, like, you know, when I would get home from filming, like I would have to figure out how I wanted to decompress. What's your favorite way to just decompress and just kind of, you know, remove yourself and just like mentally not think about the show, like after you finish filming a scene or coming from a trip?
Definitely a little tilt, you know, for sure. But yeah, I cannot have it. Like I can't watch even my own episodes, nothing housewife past like 7 PM or I get anxiety.
The sound of my voice on TV. Like I hear myself and I'm like, oh my God, who's watching that? Turn it.
Totally. Yeah. Even like if I'm in bed and Trav like has his phone and it goes on audio and I hear anything, I just instantly get anxiety. Even if it's not like a housewife thing, because I think maybe it's gonna be, and I just get anxiety. So I just need, or and then I can't sleep, and then I'm up all night just eating Gushers, you know? And I'm like, I cannot do
Gushers of
night.
All things. Like, choose something like hot tamales.
I know. Tamara gets on me all the time for my eating habits. But
no, like, I love junk food, but Gushers?
Hot tamales.
Love them.
Thank you so much for joining us. We know you have a full day of press today. Make sure to tune in to their podcast, Orange Country Podcast, with Gina and Shane. I'm sure it'll be so interesting. You guys get your housewife tea here, but all the other good stuff, go ahead and get over there.
I have to say real quick, Teddy, I'm sorry. I know we're going over time, but I just have to say thank you all for having us. And I love both of you ladies so much. I really am just a huge fan. Cynthia, years ago, I worked as a PA on this, when y'all did like a tour. Do you remember when y'all would go and like sit on stage and like answer questions? This is like a decade ago. And yeah. I did one of the shows that you were at. And you were so nice. And anyway,
it was fake. Just kidding.
I knew that it was fake, but I appreciated it.
Stop it. Listen. That is so cool. I totally remember that tour. And you know, congrats to you guys. You guys have great energy. I love you both. Gina, you know, it took me a minute to kind of warm up to you in the beginning. I was like, why is Gina so triggered about this? What is going on? But I love watching you. I think you're just such a light on the show. And I'm just really enjoying getting to know more about you and your family and your boo and all that stuff. So congrats on everything. Love you guys.
Thank you, Cynthia. That's so sweet. Thank you both. It was good seeing you, Teddy.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.